From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As I prepare this segment, there are people who have had to leave their homes on very short notice. In what has been called an unprecedented weather event, over 100 fires are burning in Queensland, and firefighters are arriving from around the country, and people are sleeping in strange places, not knowing if they have their own bed to go home to. Pets, livestock, belongings left behind are at the mercy of nature, and the weather is forecast to remain hot and dry, with just impending dust storms to settle the ashes and highlight the skeletons of people's lives. I wonder how many of us have the emergency plan and the go box ready to grasp as we depart. Medicines, documents, food and water, broadcast radio and batteries for devices are just a few of the things that are recommended. Have plans been made for animals, for safety, feed and water? And can you take your furred companions as well as the family if you need to go? As I said, this is without memory that fires should be so rampant throughout the state. The history is more dotted with weather events such as cyclones and floods. And now a new form of threat is being addressed. Instead of being flooded in, people are fleeing whilst their properties are being burnt out. So this causes a major rethink of how to prepare for such an event. Those of us who enjoy the hobby of radio have a few things that can add by way of preparation. Obviously, working radios in our vehicles is a start, and handheld radios can be useful as well. Living in a regional area, there are many cars sporting aerials, and mostly these are commercial or UHF-CB. This is where CB can be an enormous boon to contact family and neighbours for information and liaison. However, there should be a word of warning here. Radios should not take priority over other items or people in the available space in vehicles used for evacuation. Being prepared is knowing what is suitable for your environment and having it installed and usable when needed. Remember that experience shows that mobile phone services are vulnerable in bushfires. When the nodes are burnt out, there is no service. To all the first responders, we wish you safe and successful. And to people in the front of the fires, we can do no more than hope you remain safe. At this stage, I'm unaware of any amateur radio involvement, but we would expect people to be too involved to make news reports at this time. Please plan for the unthinkable and trust that it never happens. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.